Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
611 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thank you so much for having us on today. Yep, jumping in that car with you, heading home. Make sure you leave that radio 92.3 right where it is when you get home. Shut the car down tomorrow morning. Andrew McKay moving in at 5 a.m. with the Pensacola Morning News. And you'll already be set up, ready to go with Andy. Ready to go.
Yep.
All right.
He'll be wishing you a good morning every morning.
Okay, looking at the flight board today, I like to kind of peruse this real quickly with you. Looking pretty good, actually. If you have to pick somebody up out of Pensacola International, yeah, go ahead. It's looking good. Few flights of concern. Let me just tell you real quick. There's only three or so. Charlotte, it's an American flight, 5443. Touchdown at 6:30 now. I expect at about 8:10. There is a flight coming up out of Charlotte. It's an American flight. Touchdown 920, 5617 is your flight number. That has been delayed to almost 2 hours, almost 1120 on that flight coming in. Rest of the board looking good. Things operations moving smoothly out of Pensacola International this afternoon.
All righty, excellent. And one of our top stories here nationally, President-elect Trump says all hell will break loose if the Israeli hostages held by Hamas are not set free by the time he takes office. Trump held a free-form press event today and again said he will not tip his hand with regards to the Israel-Hamas war. While addressing a wide number of questions, Trump said it won't be good for Hamas if things aren't resolved soon. Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, said at the same news conference that there's been a lot of progress on efforts to get the hostages into Gaza Strip released.
Something very interesting. I was just touching on the airlines a second ago. Passengers flying United will soon be navigating the internet courtesy of Elon Musk's Starlink. Airline announced an accelerated timeline for this project for what it calls the world's fastest, most reliable connectivity in the sky. Starlink testing will begin next month with the first commercial flight with the service taking off this coming spring. United says its entire two-cabin fleet will be suited with the technology by the end of the year.
Really?
High tech in the skies. The friendly skies of United.
Alrighty. And a felony defendant involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol is being allowed to return for Donald Trump's inauguration. William Pope's pretrial conditions ban him from traveling to Washington, D.C., but on Tuesday, a judge gave him permission to visit from January 19th to the 21st. The Department of Justice argued against this decision, saying Pope presents a danger to the D.C. community, including the very law enforcement officers who defended the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and continue to serve the citizens of the district. It's the first known instance of this kind of request being granted by the courts.
Okay, 6:13, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Time to get to business here. Let's check out the stocks. Down a bit today, despite good economic reports. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks selling off and Treasury yields spiking as investors wait a batch of upbeat economic data that raised concerns that an inflation rebound could slow the pace of monetary policy easing from the Fed. Stocks giving up earlier gains after a Labor Department report showed that job openings unexpectedly increased in November. Getty Images stock jumping 24% after agreeing to a merger of equals with Shutterstock with an enterprise value of about $3.7 billion. The Dow winners Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Dow decliners, NVIDIA, Salesforce, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 178 points, the Nasdaq lower by 375, S&P 500 down 66. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And U.S. Congress has passed a bill that mandates federal officials detain undocumented immigrants involved in theft-related crimes until removal from the U.S. The Lake and Riley Act, named after the nursing student who was murdered in February of 2024 at the University of Georgia, passed early today with a vote of 264 to 159. The bill was sponsored by Georgia Republican Representative Mike Collins, and it also allows states to take civil action against federal officials for failing to enforce immigration laws and enables state attorneys general to sue the Secretary of Homeland Security for enforcement failures.
Temperatures falling into the 30s this afternoon. Lows projected for the next couple of nights well into the 20s. Austin, you're all over this thing. It's been
indeed I am.
Pretty cold affair, hasn't it?
Yes, just about 6:15 here. We'll get you your traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. It's time to ditch big wireless. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that's PureTalk.com. But yes, Chris, we'll start with the weather here. We are currently sitting at around 41 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, the high is 50 with a low of 29. So it's going to be getting pretty frigid. With current wind chills, by the way, that 41 degrees feels like 36. So hopefully you're layered up out there. As for the roads, we late last hour had some pretty noteworthy, I won't say severe, but noticeable issues on Michigan Avenue if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. And it's still a little bit backed up on our map here, but we did recently have a texter saying that the traffic's not bad at all. Turn lane really isn't affecting the traffic too much, so it's a very minor delay. So there's some good news for you.
That is, I guess, one person's opinion in terms of the degree of difficulty making that right turn tonight.
Yes.
Something like that.
Okay. But hey, they texted in, so it's a great opinion.
We love that. And also, I need, it's my duty here to tell you about these cold weather shelter, homeless and and heatless shelters. Ferris Hill, of course, they're the granddaddy of them all. They've been doing it for years in Milton, opening up that cold weather shelter tonight for the homeless, heatless. Officials saying anybody wanting to stay at that shelter has to arrive at 6:30, which is about 14 minutes from right now, to 8:30. Now, here in Pensacola, Reentry Alliance opening up a cold weather shelter tonight for women and children. They're over on Palafox Street. Other facilities opening tonight, Waterfront Rescue Mission on Herman Street and My Father's Vineyard on Pensacola Boulevard. Also, the Fearless Community Resource Center, a transitional housing site for men and women, is a haven for people who just don't have a place to go or stay. The not-for-profit corp has opened a new shelter, 1310 North S Street in Brownsville, that offers beds, foods, and services for people wanting to get back on their feet. I'm not sure that shelter applies for the cold weather, but if you were in the situation of needing a place to stay outside the realm of the cold weather, there you go. You might want to check out the Fearless Community Center.
All righty. And Escambia County Sheriff took his oath of office and gave the State of the Agency address last night at Marcus Point Baptist Church. With a crowd of nearly 200 people, many in green uniforms, Sheriff Chip Simmons highlighted a 6% drop in crime in Escambia County over the last 4 years, his battle against fentanyl and drugs in our communities, and the improvements made at the Sheriff's Office. Simmons told News Radio 92.3 that one of his main goals over the next 4 years is to continue utilizing additional technology such as cameras and drones. And Simmons also discussed a new Sheriff's Office training program and facilities during his speech.
Yeah, he was pretty busy last night.
Busy bee.
Sure was. Okay, Judge Eileen Cannon, are you familiar with her? Does that
I am.
Familiar?
Yes. Yeah, well, she's been a controversial lady.
Absolutely. She has blocked special counsel Jack Smith from releasing a report on his election case against President-elect Donald Trump. David Spunt has the details for us.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, who's going to be out of a job in just a few days because the Justice Department cannot prosecute a sitting president, plans to release two volumes of a report. The first is the election interference case that he brought against then former president, now President-elect Trump. The other is the classified documents case. So neither of those went to trial. Now Jack Smith wants to have his parting word with a report. So Judge Cannon told the Justice Department to hold off from releasing the report until the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals makes some sort of decision. What's not clear is if that means both volumes of the report.
All right.
Getting good.
Yes, getting dicey.
Getting good.
As if it couldn't get dramatic enough. All righty, 6:18, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, Florida Senator Rick Scott outlining his legislative priorities for the 119th Congress yesterday. Details on that and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Winter Restaurant Week, Pensacon at the Fish House, Valentine's Day Dinner, and Aria at Jackson's Steakhouse, and the Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event at Angelina's on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, little Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Very diverse lineup this evening.
Spicing the afternoon up. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, meandering the day with you today. Thanks for having us on. A couple of veteran stories I wanted to pass on to you. Vets needing free benefits to the VA. It's available. Escambia County Vet Services Office helps vets, spouses, and dependents to file claims for benefits throughout that entire process. Believe me, it can be helpful to you. 850-595-2409. You can visit on VSO at myescambia.com or in person at 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. And a deal has been reached affecting veterans discharged because of their sexuality. Fox's Lillian Wu has more on this trending story.
The Pentagon's reached a legal settlement affecting veterans booted from the military under the now-repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The Defense Department considering granting honorable discharges, making accessing benefits easier for the more than 30,000 LGBTQ+ veterans who are barred from serving because of sexual orientation. It's expected to be approved within about 3 months by a federal judge. It applies to service members separated under the controversial policy in effect from 1991 to 2011 and earlier similar policies that prevented LGBTQ+ individuals from serving in the military. Lillian Wu,
Fox News.
All righty, about 6:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Around this time every afternoon, we typically see that a lot of our traffic issues have died down. That appears to be the case currently. Not too much going on the roads. As for the weather, it's 41 degrees, low of 30 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 50, low of 20. Yes, 29 degrees.
6:25, News Radio 92.3. You're making it.
The rough. Big two.
You're making it rough this afternoon. You really are. Okay, houses. I heard you talking about this story, and I wanted to follow up with it.
Did you?
Went to the Fox Library here and pulled some sound for it. The House has passed that Lincoln-Riley Act. The bill was named after, of course, and you did this story, and I'm just kind of following up here,
right.
After the Georgia college student who was murdered by an illegal immigrant, Chad Pergram. Where did Chad come from? Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
This is the first legislative action by the Republican House of Representatives. They just passed the Lincoln-Riley Act. The vote on the House floor, 264 to 159. There were 48 Democrats who voted yes. When they passed this bill in March of last year, there were 37 Democratic yeas, so this goes up a little bit. This bill would mandate detention for illegal immigrants arrested for minor crimes. We do expect this to go to the Senate. There's bipartisan support for this in the Senate. John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, he has signed onto this bill as well. We've learned that Gary Peters, the Democratic senator from Michigan, who faces a challenging re-election bid in 2026, he has also signed onto this bill.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, that Lincoln-Riley story, of course, was very dramatic because it has. It's kind of become a face of a much bigger issue because it's obviously an unfortunate story with her alone. But when you consider the whole illegal immigration thing and the point that these Republicans are trying to make, it's obviously a very big issue. Mentioned this before the break. Florida Senator Rick Scott outlining his legislative priorities for the 119th Congress yesterday. He says he's going to refile many of his major pieces of legislation. That includes the Sunshine Protection Act, which could permanently lock the clock and stop us from changing the clocks twice a year. Scott says he'll also push a bill creating term limits for members of Congress. And he wants to work with the Department of Government Efficiency to end the broken status quo and reckless spending in Washington.
6:27, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're talking cold temperatures this afternoon. Keep you up to date in terms of how to deal with this. Just remember, it's pretty simple. Remember the four P's. Pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep the pets indoors. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave the faucets dripping to prevent frozen pipes. Pretty good idea to cover outdoor plants or bring potted plants inside. And, of course, ECFR is encouraging you to practice space heater safety. Know the potential fire risk associated with home heating equipment.
All right. And, you know, we were just talking about some of the action that Republicans are taking. Well, Republicans Lauren Boebert and Eric Burleson introducing a bill to abolish the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, known as the ATF. On Tuesday, the pair announced the bill aims to safeguard Americans' Second Amendment rights and to protect law-abiding gun owners from the relentless bureaucratic overreach of the ATF. The bill is co-sponsored by seven other Republican representatives.
Okay, a Facebook, Instagram owner Meta announcing today it's going to replace its fact-checking process with community moderation. Now, this is some pretty startling information. Grady Trimble has more on this story.
Meta is lifting restrictions on certain topics, so you can now talk about immigration, gender identity, trans issues without being restricted. And it's increasing political content for those who want it. It's also moving its content moderation and safety teams from California to Texas and other states to avoid political bias. Meta says it'll still use automated systems for content moderation, but only to monitor for illegal and what it considers to be high severity violations like terrorism, child sexual exploitation, and scams.
You know, the fact-checking thing, I know, upset a lot of people.
Did it ever.
And in community notes on X, which is what has been referenced as a right. replacement, as we've heard throughout this afternoon. It's something that people seem to appreciate a lot more. So I think that is a step in the right direction just when it comes to the court of public opinion.
Okay, Austin, two of the companies that provide images for everything from TV shows to online sites are merging. This is a big deal. Jenny Casolo has the report.
Getty Images is merging with Shutterstock. It's a deal worth $3.7 billion.
Reuters says the merger comes as licensed visual content is facing threats from generative AI tools, which can generate images and video in response to a simple text prompt, and the combination will likely be reviewed by antitrust regulators. The two companies say the deal will help them to expand event coverage and deliver new technologies. Craig Peters, CEO of Getty Images, will be CEO of the combined company. The new company will be called Getty Images Holdings and will trade on the New York Stock Exchange. Chinico Selda, Fox News.
I will tell you this. When you speak of Getty, the Getty Museum, which is on the 405 in Southern California, the fires are out there. And it is burning the Palisades up. I mean, this is really a serious. If you're from the Southern California area, SoCal, Sunset Boulevard, Pacific Highway, northbound, it's on fire. And so just if you're thinking about, there's a Union 76 gas station there. If you get to that gas station, here's my advice to you. Turn around. It's on fire.
Genius.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral proceedings have begun in Washington as he lies in state at the U.S. Capitol. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at a ceremony praising Carter's progressive agenda during his presidency.
Jimmy Carter was a forward-looking president with a vision for the future.
The vice president cited Carter's establishment of the Department of Energy, FEMA, and the Department of Education. President-elect Trump continues to threaten to take control of the Panama Canal as well as Greenland during a news conference at Mar-a-Lago today. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
Donald Trump Jr. and several Trump representatives landed in Greenland today for a personal visit as the president-elect pushes to purchase the country.
Trump says he wants to take over Greenland for national security reasons. The island is currently ruled by Denmark, which says it's not for sale. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau today is saying they're finalizing a rule to remove roughly $49 billion in medical debt from credit reports. That change is expected to affect an estimated 15 million Americans. With the rule, consumer agencies will now be barred from including medical debt information with credit reports and scores that are later sent to lenders. Job openings in the U.S. rose to a six-month high of 8.1 million in November. The numbers were helped somewhat by a rebound in employment and the start of the holiday shopping season. The number of job quitters dropped to 3.1 million in November. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street on the performance of Treasury yields. The Dow lost 178 points, while the S&P 500 tumbled 66 and the Nasdaq shrunk by 1.8%. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Elba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. And the debut of TGL, presented by SoFi, is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, when the New York Golf Club squares off against the Bay Golf Club. The New York Golf Club features Xander Schauffele, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Ricky Fowler, while the Bay Golf Club has the entertaining trio of Ludvig Åberg, Shane Lowry, and Wyndham Clark. And I hope you enjoy the golf tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm Zach Elba.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back. But baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's.
Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vis.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Used to have to sit low in Los Angeles going to the USC campus. You go down, it's in South LA. If you're familiar with South LA, you sat low in the car. You did.
You rode low.
You were not a biggest target. So you sat kind of low in the seat. I love that song. Hey, good evening, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here. Hey.
What's his name again? Who's that fella?
I'm getting a kick out of this thing. We're on this back thing here with Fox, and they give me updates in terms of what's going on.
Right.
The title of this new release, they just said, tonight, Don Jr. live from Greenland. isn't that our new vacation land or so that we're planted on?
I've heard some chatter.
Come vacation in Greenland.
Very nice.
My son loved it, actually. I think I told you this before.
Really?
Yeah, he was doing in the Navy. He was doing NATO exercises up in the North Atlantic, and they poured it in Iceland, Greenland, you know, and loved it up there.
All right. Well, hey, but maybe that's why Don Jr.'s taking a liking to it.
You know, it looked funny because I saw Trump, the plane Trump, they call it Trump One or whatever.
Trump Force
the
One?
The 757 Trump jetliner.
Yeah.
Touching down in Greenland. It's like barren. It looks just barren. You know, and you.
Pun intended.
And not Trump's son. I'm not talking about. But just barren. With a lot of snow and hot. But that beautiful jet was landed in this airport. It looked wrong.
Yeah, it looked out of place.
What was a Trump jet doing in Greenland? We will know soon.
Alrighty.
I guarantee that. You want to talk some sports?
Yes, I would love to.
I know we were putting this thing off here. Let me just kind of get this knocked out of here. Tennessee Titans, latest NFL team to make some roster moves in their front office. Jared Max has more on the trending story.
No team won fewer games in the NFL this season than the Tennessee Titans. Tuesday, the team fired its general manager of the last two seasons, Rand Carthon, 3.5 months ahead of the NFL draft, in which the Titans, for their 3-14 record this season, have the first pick. In two seasons, with Carthon as general manager, the Titans posted a record of 9 wins and 25 losses. Team owner Amy Adams Strunk stated of the change, "To our fans, we know this level of performance is not acceptable. We are humbled and you expect and deserve." While the Titans fired their general manager, they are retaining Brian Callahan, who just finished his first season as an NFL head coach. Titans head of football operations Chad Brinker will lead the search for a new GM. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, you can't catch a break if you're a Titans fan. We do have a couple of stories here, though, in all seriousness, that have been developing over the sports world these past several days, and the matters are becoming a bit more official, a bit more out in the open. One of them, and this is a very serious issue, touched on it yesterday, going on at Fox Sports right now regarding some sexual battery, sexual harassment stuff. Well, Stephen A. Smith, who works with ESPN and used to have a show on ESPN, has given his thoughts on it in as humorous of a way as he can. And he talked about, you know, Skip Bayless just being a pretty antisocial guy in the capacity he knew him, said, you know, one of the allegations was that Skip offered this hairstylist who's coming forward $1.5 million for sex, and Stephen A. about that has a hard time giving away $15. He's one of the cheapest people I know. But in all seriousness note, he said, that's just me. That doesn't mean that I have any inside knowledge about any of this. Just in the capacity I've known him, this does not seem like his MO.
Watch these guys tread that very, very fine line of legality.
As far as how they react to it?
Their words are being watched very closely.
And I've seen, whenever there's been a scandal before, I've seen people who are a Philly person in hot water.
Right.
I've seen them handle it this way, and I think it's a very good way to handle it. Just to say, listen, all I can tell you is my experience. And my experience with him, I didn't get this vibe. I didn't see anything like that. But you have to stress, this is just me. I'm not someone who could have been a potential victim of him. I'm just a dude who worked around him.
I remember the guy that used to play in Hogan's Heroes. He was a little German guy. Said, I see nothing.
Exactly.
There you go. Ice Flyers facing another road trip against Macon this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Then they have to get back on that darn bus, come back home, and do a matinee on Sunday afternoon for game 3 of their series against the Mayhem. Get this now. You know you're conditioned for the 7:05 puck drop time.
Yes.
Not this Sunday. 4:00 puck drop time. So don't go 7:05. That's 3 hours done. Everybody's cleared out by that time. And you're going to be going, I feel like I'm in the Griswolds going to Wally World and nobody's here.
Yeah, going to 7:05 at a 4 puck drop, yeah, that's a bit worse than fashionably late. This was another developing story we had in the college football scene. The Mountain West Conference acquiring a new football member for 2026.
Nice.
Or starting in 2026, that is. NIU, Northern Illinois. Now, you may think, Northern Illinois, that's not in the Mountain West. Yeah, but Oregon's not in the Midwest either, yet they're still parts of the Big Ten, so who cares? I will say, NIU, this is a good grab. Mountain West is typically seen as one of the tougher Group of Five leagues, but they're kind of in a bit of a shindig with the Pac-12, who's trying to rebound, so they're going to be losing some members. NIU just won 8 games this year, and of course, their most notable win was going on the road and beating Notre Dame, who is 1/4 of the semifinal opponents left in the college football playoff race. They're a pretty consistent program out in the MAC.
Okay, so there I was. congratulations to that team. That's a good move for them.
Yeah, good
for marketing, exposure. I mean, it's great.
It's a change of scenery for sure.
I was just going to say, there I was sitting, and we talk about this a lot, on the corner of, it was Davis and Fairfield.
Mm.
That happens to be one of the 5 new red light intersections. So I am sitting there watching, and sure enough, here comes the knucklehead. Boom, right through the light.
Man.
And I'm thinking, you see, that's why I count to 3. I have this thing, ladies and gentlemen. I usually, if I'm at the first one at the light and it changes on me, I count to 3. I do not go through any intersection. There are just so many people running these lights. Not going to be a number here. So just be careful. The newly mounted red light cameras active here in Pensacola. Let me give you the intersections just so you know where they are. Not that it would make a difference because you don't need to be running red lights anyway.
Right.
Outside these other 5 intersections, but 9th and Bayou, it's right near Cordova Mall, 9th and Airport, that's also near the mall, 9th and Fairfield, Davis and Fairfield, and 9th and Gregory. There is a grace period in place after February 1st. The citations will be issued. So we're just kind of urging you to get in the habit of wait, be patient, and go through when the light changes.
All righty.
Easier said than done, I know.
Well, and Chris, something else that we've kind of touched on and made references to these past couple days is Trump making his remark to Justin Trudeau and just making remarks publicly about Canada being the 51st state. And I don't think a lot of people appreciated that, even though it was just some, quite frankly, stupid comment to make. And, you know, some people are like, well, that's just Trump for you. And I think this headline that we have today kind of adds to that. President-elect Trump really pulling no punches when it comes to the impacts he's trying to make in his upcoming second term. He recently made comments about wanting to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
You know he's not serious.
He can't be. No. Soon after the announcement, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene took it quite seriously.
Oh,
she,
my gosh.
She vowed to introduce legislation to make the move happen in an attempt to give the body of water what she calls its rightful name. Yeah, first of all, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know if that's the stamp of approval you necessarily want. But, yeah, Chris, you and I were asking a very simple question to people who were concerned about this. How do you think he intends to do that?
He can't. And
exactly.
We've already looked it up. And it's just, so that, why are we wasting a lot of negative energy on this thing?
Yeah, it's one thing to bring it up as if it's funny, but anyone who's actually concerned, come on, read the room.
You're wasting a lot of time here. Immigration, higher priority for some Americans than it was just a year ago. See, Jay Papa has the information for us.
7 in 10 Republicans say immigration or the border wall should be a top priority of the incoming Trump administration. That's up 45% from just 2 years ago. When it comes to the economy, 80% of Republicans surveyed in a new APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll want the federal government to move that to the top of the list, with most Democrats also on board. But the poll found Democrats don't have a clear second priority, with 4 in 10 naming health care and health issues, and a third mentioning political issues, the environment or climate change, or immigration. With about 2 in 10 Democrats considering immigration something that should be a primary focus for the federal government. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I meant to ask you something about some of the NFL games or this weekend coming up. Are they in jeopardy of snow games?
You know? Denver at Buffalo, at this time of year, that always seems to be something that could be a problem, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if snow is actually projected to fall that day.
Because we know the front's going through now, but we, you know, 4 days from now or so, we're not quite sure
where
the front is.
We've also got we've got Green Bay going to Philly.
Yeah, you got that one. You definitely have the Washington Tampa Bay. They're going down, they're going to play that at Raymond James. So they'll be in the snow down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to be in a blizzard. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Yeah, that one. I wouldn't worry about that one. If we don't have to worry about Buffalo or Philly, I don't know if we'd have to worry about Baltimore.
Because Baltimore is under. Look, this is.
That is in Maryland.
That's Buffalo. I mean, that is Maryland. Yeah. We're looking at a roll here from Fox on the snow.
Yeah, it says winter storm dumps snow from KC to DC. So who knows, man? We could see 4 snow games this weekend.
I hope it's not, because I want to see the teams at their optimal level.
Right.
I mean, it's great for viewing, watch them slide,
great for
and
aesthetics.
Stuff like that. But I want to watch the real football game. I want to watch everybody's firing on all these cylinders, you know?
Yeah, it's a majestic scene. And I'm sure some athletes will tell you they enjoy it. But at the end of the day, if you want teams playing at their best, the snow will hinder that. Just a little bit past 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Got some minor congestion if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90 just past Avalon Boulevard, but it's very minor at this time. And as for the weather, 41 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 50, low of 29.
Boy, you're just spreader of good news, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on a roll.
Okay, Louisiana's Attorney General saying the state and the city of New Orleans should not be afraid to take a good look at how it got there following that deadly New Year's Day terrorist story. I still can't believe it happened, but we're dealing with it. Jeff Manasso has more on the report.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle, following the launch of the state's investigation into safety and security deficiencies in New Orleans, saying that people deserve and will get answers into how an Islamic extremist was able to pull off the deadly New Year's Day terror attack.
I would expect there to be accountability at a lot of levels. What that's going to look like, I'm not willing to say that yet. I think we need to gather all the facts.
The state's preliminary report expected in early March, as additional security resources have also been brought in to help New Orleans secure Mardi Gras, the Super Bowl, and other upcoming major events. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, 6:48 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, we like to get you your stock numbers. Well, Wall Street closing sharply lower today. At the closing bell, Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 178 points to 42,528. S&P 500 fell 66 points to 5,909. And the NASDAQ dropped 375 points to 19,489.
Well, let's not forget Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons gave his State of the Agency address Monday, confirming his support to keeping drugs off the streets as fentanyl remains a priority focus. Violent crime down 6%, 13% reduction in reported crimes, and the impact of the real-time crime center. He introduced this back in March of 24, has made a big community difference. A lot of positive things happening over at the sheriff's office, including a new look for the sheriff's cruisers, Sheriff Jim Simmons.
Yeah, you know, we have the green and white cars, but yeah, we had to pay like $2,500 per car to get the green fronts and the green backs and then okay, the green and white. So we decided...
Matches the unis and look pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And so we thought, well, let's just change to white cars and create a car that looks still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Still is identifiable as a sheriff's office car. And it looks, the first car we put out, all the deputies seem to love it. It's, you know, they take a lot of pride in the car that they, that in their ride.
Yeah, they sure do. He says, Simmons says, it's just one of several changes that have been made to make things simpler and more cost-effective over at ECSO.
All righty. 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the number of people quitting their jobs at the lowest level we've seen in a while. Details on just how long it's been and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the certification of the Trump election vote yesterday, which went without incident, as it should do. Little bit of drama during the public forum in Santa Rosa County about whether commissioners should answer questions from the public at that time. Talked with Chip Simmons about his first 4 years and what he wants to do next, and a couple of local crimes as well. And whether Nancy Pelosi saying women are more ethical than men constitutes sexism, or if it's wrong. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I've been hanging around.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, with you on this Tuesday afternoon. It's going to be cold. Let's be transparent about this, Austin.
Let's be honest. Let's be straight up.
One thing that we have to be very detailed about here, Fort Pickens Campground over the National Seashore is closed.
Yes.
And remains closed due to the cold weather conditions. All other sections of the park will remain open for day use only. Park officials say they will assess conditions before reopening that facility. So if you're thinking about, you know, when they did this, Sunday afternoon, by the way, at 3 o'clock. So here you are, you drove in from out of town. You just set up your RV. You're all kicking back. You put your lawn chair out there. Here come the Rangers. Get out of here. You got to get out of here.
Yeah, go. Beat it.
Just get out of here. We've talked about this with parents allowing their kids to use the TikTok platform,
right?
Things like that. And I'm always saying, well, your identity is going to Beijing, so, you know, go for it. A new study kind of substantiating what I was saying here. A new study reveals that TikTok is now downplaying content that's critical of the Chinese Communist Party. They're starting to unload some things there. So
not a good look.
No, can't trust a lot of things here. I want you to make up your own mind. Rich Edson has the details.
The Network Contagion Research Institute at Rutgers University says they created TikTok accounts to mimic those belonging to American teenagers. They then engaged the app on topics related to the Chinese Communist Party and its controversial history. Issues like the deadly 1989 crackdown in Tiananmen Square and its rule in Tibet. They then compared that experience to those on American-owned apps like Instagram and YouTube. The study indicated that TikTok users held significantly more positive attitudes towards China's human rights record. TikTok denies China's government dictates the American user experience.
That's questionable. I'll put it that way.
Don't get me started.
I was about to say, I think that's a PC way to put it. 6:55, we'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather here. But first, I want to give a shout-out to this texter letting us know that they said, hey, just wanted to say that you two, Chris and Austin, are a pretty good team. I've been enjoying listening to you. So we appreciate that. We appreciate the feedback, not just to stroke our egos.
Did you pay him or do I have to pay him for that?
I think I paid the last person, so you're up. But no, we do.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
Genuinely, we do appreciate you tuning in, and we appreciate the support. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Thank you very much for staying safe out there. Roads are looking pretty smooth. As for the weather, 41 degrees, wind chills got a feeling more like 36, low of 30 tonight officially. Tomorrow, sunny, beautiful Wednesday, but high of 50, Wednesday night's low 29.
Was that the long version or the short version?
I tried to keep it as brief as I could.
Okay, you got to hear about this today. How can your afternoon go by if I didn't include this? President-elect Donald Trump holding a wide-ranging news conference at Mar-a-Lago earlier today, where he discussed foreign policy among other items on his agenda. Peter Ducey has the story.
The president-elect is saying he's seen enough. Mexico's efforts to stop the flow of migrants across the border are so lackluster, he doesn't think their name should be attached to the world's largest gulf.
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name. And it's appropriate.
He was also joined for a few minutes by his Middle East envoy, who says negotiations to free Americans captured by Hamas October 7th have been going well. And he claimed that negotiators are taking the president-elect's ultimatum seriously.
You know, outside of presidency.
Let me get my chair and sit over here.
Outside of presidency, something I do genuinely think Trump would be good at is like committing like a filibuster. I mean, because regardless of what you think of him politically, sometimes the guys, it seems like he's just talking to talk. I mean, as I said, that's not a knock. It's just an observation.
You're going down that rabbit hole. I'm not with you. You go keep going.
Yeah, I'll just stick to what I hinted at before the break. The number of people quitting their jobs is at the lowest level since the pandemic. New Labor Department data from November shows just over 3 million people quit their jobs that month, the lowest number since the summer of 2020. The department says the number of job openings is also increasing, and the number of unemployment claims is at their lowest level in the last 8 months.
Well, my first introduction to computers was with, you ever heard this, punch cards?
Yes, I have heard of
them. You'd load them up in a tray, and you'd put the tray, and you'd insert the tray into the computer, and it would, and it would knock all the cards down, and then it would develop a snowflake. And you go, wow, that's a snowflake. Well, let me tell you, the computer was probably as big as a small convenience store.
Yeah,
at that time.
I always
they
hear
massive,
about how big computers
absolutely are. Massive. I mean, I did. Punch cards are pretty much the bottom level of getting into computers at that level. Speaking of computers here, this is my transition. Google unveiled its new quantum computer that solves incredibly complex problems in just minutes. This is scary but cool. Lauren Smenetti has a report.
Fox on Tech.
Google's new chip called Willow is so small it can fit in your palm, but so powerful it can help a computer perform calculations in 5 minutes that would take a supercomputer 10 septillion years. That's a 10 with 24 zeros after it. It's a timeline that exceeds the age of the universe. Think of it like this. A normal computer is like a light switch. You turn it on and off. A quantum computer is like a dimmer with settings in between on and off. It can do multiple calculations at the same time. And experts hope quantum computing can eventually do things humanity can only dream of. Will Guyett is a technology expert.
I think there's going to be some huge steps forward in security, IT security. There's a big move into weather modeling. Google themselves have said they can already now predict weather better with this system.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai calls Willow mind-boggling. With Fox on Tech, I'm Lauren Simonetti. Fox Business.
Okay, that's going to wrap it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. For like you to join us. That's yes, that is an invitation. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.